This memorial to the Sinti and Roma gypsies was designed by the Israeli artist Danny Caravan. I spoke to Danny Caravan a little earlier from Berlin.
I feel very close to them because my relative that has been killed in the camps and in the gas chambers by the Nazi in the Second World War, been probably also together with people from the Sinti Roma. But all the world is talking only about the Jews' Holocaust, and people ignore the Holocaust of the Sinti Roma. And I felt it's not right. And I felt I, as a member of Jewish people, a member of Israeli people, was born in Israel, I should do something to really to bring it to all over the world that they suffered exactly like the Jews in the time of the Holocaust.
In fact, the timeline shows that the extermination of the Sinti Roma was the first effort by the Nazis in the ethnic cleansing drive, but it was not recognised for a long time by Germany.
Exactly.
Now things have changed. Chancellor Angela Merkel unveiled your memorial today, and she said this chapter filled her with sorrow and shame. That's a very powerful message from a German leader.
Yes, I'll tell you even more. I was talking in Hebrew, and I thought it's very important for me to talk in Hebrew and not in English, which more people will understand. It was translated simultaneously, but I think it was symbolic. It was symbolic that I am talking in my own language, in Hebrew, to the Sinti Roma and to this inauguration. And in the end, I said, thank you, Chancellor Merkel, that you put this terrible event that was in a way forgotten on the international level. And I think this was the point.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel described your design, the design of your memorial, as speaking both to the heart and to the mind. Can you try and describe the memorial for us? Try and describe your sculpture for us?
My work is site-specific. It's done for the site. When I came to the site and I saw the Reichstag and so many people coming there, and they will come to the site and they will not see anything, so I had to protect the heart of my memorial, which is a flower. Why a flower? Because in the huge cemetery of Europe, where many people, between them Sinti Roma, is lying under the earth, with no mention, with no sign, only flowers. Only flowers knows where they are. So I thought flowers should represent them. And there will be a flower, and the flower will be changed each day in 1 o'clock, and it means like a prayer, like to remember, not to forget, not something that exists, okay, we saw it. No, it will repeat always another flower from the fields. So this is more or less what I wanted to say, and I want to create a place, I didn't want to say anything. I want to leave it for everybody to decide and to see whatever you want to see in it and to feel. But I would like, the only thing I like is to create kind of meditation, kind of memory, kind of sorrow, kind of respect to those people that has been killed, and even today they are discriminated.
So your sculpture stands there alongside the Reichstag. The Reichstag, of course, a potent symbol of Nazi rule. As you say, this memorial is to remember those who were killed. Do you think it will also help prevent further atrocities and discrimination against the Roma people, because the Roma are still persecuted and suffer in many European countries?
I hope that people will have respect to them with the help of this work which I did. But I don't know if art can influence so much people. I think this became a law. This should become a kind that forbidden completely to discriminate these people. And this, I think, art cannot do it. Art can create kind of feelings, kind of respect, but without laws that will protect them and let them to live as any free person around the world, I don't believe this will happen.
Danny Caravan, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much to interview me from so far away from Australia.
That's Danny Caravan. He's the Israeli artist who designed the memorial, the new memorial unveiled in Berlin overnight, a memorial to the 500,000 Romas who were exterminated by the Nazis in the lead-up to the Second World War. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 minutes past 6.